This is the Life Journey Podcast with Quentin, a.k.a. Q Gauze No Days Off, from on the field and off the field, NFL player and entrepreneur, motivating you to be the best you can be and getting you out of your comfort zone, sharing with you travel, sports, and entrepreneurial tips with amazing guests on the show. Now, get ready for your life to change with the Life Journey Podcast and your host, Quentin Gauze.
What's up, everybody? This is Quentin Gauze with the Life Journey series. We're here with Nino Blue. Nino, what's good?
What's up with you? What's up?
Doing well, man. Hey, this is the third episode of the Life series. Back in action again after a couple months off. It's been a while. It's been a long time, but we're back. So, you know, Nino, we're gonna ask you a couple questions, man. I see you got a lot of cool things going on, a couple videos that you released.
Yeah, I got a lot more too. I got a lot coming out.
Okay. So we're gonna first start off, like, where'd you grow up? You know, how'd you get into music, and where you looking to go?
Well, I grew up here mostly all my life. You know, I've been traveling from here down south. Out there, down south, to Miami. You
feel okay.
Me? Out there in Florida, my pops and shit. How I got into making music, it's always been around me. Like, I always seen people freestyling, I always seen people beatboxing on stairways and shit back in the day with my dad and shit.
Right.
So, it's like I was shy back then, you know what I'm saying? I was in a shell, like a little turtle. But anytime they used to drift off and shit, I always used to find myself freestyling. You know what? And then I got into poetry, started transitioning my poetry into like with it on a beat. After that, it's just I got into writing music. Got into a studio one year, I think I was like 16. It's the year after my uncle passed away. I went out to New York City, had met up.
What's up, everybody? This is Quentin Gauze with the Life Journey series. We're here with Nino Blue. Nino, what's good?
What's up with you? What's up?
Doing well, man. Hey, this is the third episode of the Life series. Back in action again after a couple months off. It's been a while. It's been a long time, but we're back. So, you know, Nino, we're gonna ask you a couple questions, man. I see you got a lot of cool things going on, a couple videos that you released.
Yeah, I got a lot more too. I got a lot coming out.
Okay.
Coming out. Wow.
Okay. So we're gonna first start off, like, where'd you grow up? You know, how'd you get into music, and where you looking to go?
Well, I grew up here mostly all my life. You know, I've been traveling from here down south. Out there, like down south, to Miami. You
feel okay.
Me? Out there in Florida, my pops and shit. How I got into making music, it's always been around me. Like, I always seen people freestyling, I always seen people beatboxing on stairways and shit back in the day with my dad and shit.
Right.
So, it's like I was shy back then, you know what I'm saying? I was in a shell, like a little turtle. But anytime they used to drift off and shit, I always used to find myself freestyling. You know what? And then I got into poetry, started transitioning my poetry into like with it on a beat. After that, it's just I got into writing music. Got into a studio one year. I think I was like 16. It's the year after my uncle passed away. I went out to New York City, met up with the family again, basically like reunited. And then afterwards, they had got me into the studio in Florida. I went out there with my pops. It was this nice little studio. First time I ever been in a studio like that, you feel me?
Yeah.
Met up with my cousin, and he started getting me on a bus to go out there to New York City. You feel me? And I was in Manhattan recording for a while. And that shit just, like, it changed me too, you know what I'm saying? Just going back and forth, actually being able to see shit. Actually being able to do other things that, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
That I'm not used to doing. Just being able to see that there's more out there than just Rochester itself, you know what I'm saying?
Right. And let people know where Rochester, what, New York, right?
Yeah, Rochester,
okay, you got
York,
people around the world listening.
Five.
Yeah. So that's, man, being exposed to, like, a different, obviously it's a different state. I mean, well, you're in the same state, but like you were in a bigger city. So it's like, do you feel like when you're in Rochester, it's like you're a big fish in a small pond sometimes?
I wouldn't say that. What I'll say is just like, Rochester's small, period. You can travel Rochester in 30 minutes. You feel me? Right. So it's like it's like a small town type. Everybody knows everybody based there. Everybody knows of everybody. You know what I'm saying? So it's like in New York City, everybody's just so, you feel me, diverse. Everybody's doing their own thing. You can see somebody in a cowboy hat doing a little dance, running around in a circle, but there's people just walking right past him. Like, he's just doing his own thing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's the thing that I like about New York City. In this city, people so judgmental. You know what I'm saying?
So true.
People so judgmental, bro. And that's the thing that's eating it up. No cap. Just let people be them. People live.
So, do you feel like when people are negative, like, it's hard for, like, so, like, you got young kids out here that want to be rappers or athletes and stuff, or want to be lawyers. But, like, do you think, like, sometimes in our town, and we have a great town, but, like, do you feel like sometimes some people won't, like, downplay what they're doing, or trying to?
I know a lot of people would.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people. I know other people that would. You feel me? But that's them.
Hey. Be that shining light, right?
Yeah.
I feel you. So let me ask you this question. You know, what motivates you each day? What gets you up in the morning to do what you do? And where do you see yourself going with this?
Man, I'll tell you, man. That image that I just saw right there, make smile. You feel me? I ain't even gonna lie to you, bro. I see big things, bro. I see big things. So I keep telling myself, you know what I'm saying? There's always a sunny day after a storm. You know what I'm saying? Things been kind of dark lately, you know what I mean? But I know something coming, bro. All this work that I've been putting in, bro. I'm trying to tell you, bro. The fact that I work so hard and I see myself still, you know, I'm making progress. That's the only reason why I'm keeping going, you know what I'm saying? But the fact that I'm seeing it go so slowly, it makes me want to go harder every day. You know what I'm saying? Hearing the criticism, hearing everything that comes back, the feedback, makes me crying, bro. Like, I'm trying to tell you.
Right.
Like, I got people telling me sometimes that they put on my music to make them feel better. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They relate to it that much, bro. That shit gets me, bro. I'm not even gonna hold you. It makes me keep going.
And that, you know, what's that? That they always talk about, like, patience. A lot of people, like, are impatient with the process. You know,
I've been doing this for a while, though. So I'm patient. You feel me? Patience is the virtue. You feel me?
Right.
I've been patient. Everybody got their time.
I feel you. Do you feel like nowadays, like, you got Instagram, Facebook, and stuff that's, like, showing success already? So, like, people are so motivated that they think it comes like that. What do you think about that?
I mean, it may come like that to some people.
Right.
But honestly, I feel like that's how a lot of people just put it out there. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like everybody's been doing what they've been doing for a while. No one just made one song and then they just pop.
Right.
They've been making music before that. No matter if they dropped the music or not, they've been doing music. You know what I'm saying? Nobody just hopped in the studio. Like, I'm just about to make a track. And then, you know what I'm saying? That shit just grew. And then they just started dropping album after album. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Bro.
It's a process.
So it's a process. It takes time. You feel me?
That's true.
Nobody came out the womb running.
Yeah.
And you learn everything. You speaking right now as well as you can. You feel me? You taught yourself that, bro. Everybody can.
That's true.
You can do anything you want to do. Just take practice. Repetition.
Respect, man. What's your process when you're in the studio? I know a lot of artists make, I know, like, listening to Logic, he did, like, he always made songs on the road. He was, like, 100 songs. Within a year, kept making, like, just mad songs in the bank.
I mean, 100 songs in a year. I ain't gonna hold you. I'm making more than that, bro.
I respect. That's
grinding. I wake up daily, bro. I got a track in mind. It's just because, like, you go through shit daily.
Right.
You feel me? If you can't get an idea of something in your life that you can make a song about daily, at least a small topic that can attract somebody else that's relating to you, and you're not really doing nothing. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you. So, like, the artists that, I mean, artists making money, making tracks, they don't relate to nothing sometimes, but do you feel like artists like that, I mean, you got the main, with your mainstream music, and then you got your, you know, like, your J. Cole's, like,
nah, it's so good. Like,
what do you think? Is it balance?
I feel like, what do you mean by that?
So, you know, like you were just talking about like music that relates to people or what they're going through.
Yeah.
What do you feel like you're that? So you're saying, are you the artist that like, you know, you're hitting the emotion button on people when they listen to you all the time? Or are you an artist that's like, you know, I'm just doing this more for, you know, just money? Like, I'm just saying, like, there's a balance. Yeah. Is there a balance? You know what I'm saying?
It's a balance, but I'll let you know, like, a lot of my music that I don't put out, you feel me? That's more of a music that I really attack with me. You know what I mean?
I see.
The music that I've been dropping recently is more of the catchy, you know what I'm saying, attracting.
I see.
The crowd right now type.
Right, right.
But you know what I mean? So lately I've been making music for people. But this song, Bruise, that we about to do the video to and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
That video right there, that song right there, it actually has something to it. You know what I mean? The whole background behind the song. I could dissect that song for you, and it's just, you know what I mean?
So we go actually listen to that song right now.
Right, go ahead.
We'll go ahead and listen to a little bit of it, and I want you kind of I want you to dissect a little bit what we listening to.
All right,
Life Journey Series crowd, let's listen up.
Yeah.
Trying wavy already.
I told her I'm done. Yeah. Told her I'm done. I know some new shit, but I never lie. We had some fun. I never lie. We had some fun. Yeah. I told her I'm done. I know some new shit, but I never lie.
That's my tag to Rage.
Okay. Let's see.
BB close for the bottle, boy. But nah, let's talk about this track.
All right, let's talk about it.
I want to dissect everything that we already got, done. You feel me?
Let's dissect.
So, right, from the beginning of this track, bro, as you can see, if you play the beginning of the track real quick.
All right,
so I want to get this in tune with y'all. You feel me?
All right.
These is the voices. All right.
Yeah.
He's the voices, you feel me? Basically, my conscience, you gonna hear it. Alright,
okay.
You feel me?
I see.
And then it's gonna, just before the intro, I chopped it up.
I
see.
Alright. So pause it. The whole track is basically me telling somebody, me getting to somebody that's done. It's over. You feel me? You hear the clock. You hear people even telling me. My voice is telling me it's just done. You feel me? And that ties in with Rage. That's why it's kind of a darker. You know what I'm saying? A darker voice, a darker persona. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, I go into telling you about basically, people just don't get it sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, people just don't understand sometimes. When somebody actually gives a fuck, you feel me, actually cares, you know what I mean? Sometimes people take advantage of it, you know what I mean? So after it's all said and done, and you actually do, you know what I'm saying, the clock runs out. You just like, fuck it, I'm done. I'm moving on.
Mm-hmm.
Type shit. That's when shots start being thrown. You know what I'm saying? It's like now it's a whole different case.
Right.
It can't be that. So as I told her, I'm done. I know some new shit, but I never lie. We had some fun. You feel me? No, I'm the one. Kick it like Jet Li. I don't want to fight. I keep a gun. That's just letting them know, like, bro, like, I'm not fighting with nobody. You feel me? I'm not fighting with no other person. You go ahead, do you. You feel me? That's your life. No.
Right.
You know what I mean? I ain't in control of nothing. You know what I'm saying? But my own. So if anybody got problems, bro, I'm not about to fight. You feel me? Mm. You know, but we can kick it like Jet Li. You know what I mean? But yeah, I'm letting people know that I keep that. Yeah, we on. Yeah, and then no one, I kick it like Jet Li. I don't wanna fight. I'm like, and then I talk about how she's confused. You know what I'm saying? And basically, bro, the time ticks, but you're gonna blow, you know, like a fuse. And then at the end, it's just telling her, like, I'm on some new shit, bro. Mm. I'm on some new shit.
So she done wasted your time, like?
I feel, a whole bunch of time. I ain't even hard, you a whole bunch of time.
Dang.
You know what I mean? But this was in the cut. To be honest, music is so strong. The energy is so strong with the universe of music, bro. And I really believe in this, bro, for like a fact. Right. When they tell you to watch out for what you write and what you preach in your music, you know what I'm saying, and what you actually record and lay down, it's something to just think about it. You know what I'm saying? But when you actually speak upon it, and you record it, you listening to it, you actually repeating it, you saying it to the universe type shit. You know what I'm saying? But it's going to happen. Bro, no cap. And I made a lot of tracks even before a lot of shit happened that I'm actually gonna release. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And it tells a story, basically. Like, yo, bro, this is how it happened. And it's crazy because I look back on a lot of these songs and I used to wonder, like, why am I feeling this way right now? You know what I'm saying? When I'm writing a song, when I'm actually making a song, I used to ask myself, why am I doing this?
Right.
You feel me? But the song would be fire, so I'd be bumping it. I'm actually showing it, you feel me?
Right.
And the next thing you know, bro, now I'm looking back on this shit like, damn, I feel this shit about like 20 times more, bro. Like, this shit hitting home right now. Now it's not fire, it's hitting home.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? I'm trying to tell you, bro.
Wow. That's it. That was awesome. That's an awesome breakdown, first off, because I've seen some artists on Genius, you know, on YouTube, and I hear some of their breakdown. But that was really comprehensive. I mean, you really, that's the inside, like what your mind is telling you. Like you're explaining some of your, what you're going through in your life.
Yeah.
Some people like really just doing it just to make a song.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I thought that was pretty dope though. So
every track like that.
So in this song though, Bruise, like, was it like a relationship or something that happened? Like, oh, relationship.
Yeah,
you don't have to go in depth, but you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel you.
That's like I said, bro, I'm done. You feel me? We're not even gonna talk about that, bro.
Yeah, I feel you.
Yeah, but this vid about to hit home.
Oh, yeah.
Shit about to be fire. The way I got it in my head.
Oh, yeah.
Man, it's about to go crazy.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. All right. We got some clocks ticking.
Yeah.
Time's up. I feel you. All right. So we'll go take a quick break, real quick. We'll come right back to you and just leave the people with a little quote. Q God's Life Journey Series. We'll be right back.
Rated M for mature. Learn more about the open beta at callofduty.com.
You to get there. All that, you know, all the mishaps, all the fails, you feel me? They're not gonna be there once you get there. You feel me? Once you actually, what attracts you, bro,
right.
What you want, comes back or whatever, you feel me? That's what I mean by that, so.
No, I appreciate that, man. I know a lot of people will appreciate what you just said. Hey, man, I appreciate you having you on the show. Like, that was, you know, some really dope stuff. I learned a lot, actually, from you.
I'm the type of person you actually gotta talk to, bro, to understand, you know what I'm saying?
Hey.
All right.
Hey, man. Well, can't wait to see the new video.
Man,
you know, the new video come out. It's gonna be popping. It's gonna be on YouTube and also your music. You know, where can people find your music and also, you know, let people know about your social?
Alright, so got the one single on Apple, Spotify, all that, basically any major platform. Only one single. Shit called Go Ghost, Nino Blue, NENOBLU. Go on YouTube, got over like 22 videos right now, bro. All fire tracks. Nino Blue, same thing. You feel me? Nino Blue on Instagram, @_. And yeah, bro, we lit.
Hey, love it. I love it, man. Make sure, you know, y'all follow this man. He's follow his career as he blows up, and continue to support him, man. This is awesome stuff. I appreciate you having me on the show.
Thank you for listening to the Life Journey Podcast with Quentin Gause. To find out more and to follow the journey, visit Quentin's Instagram at QGause or our business page at iron_visuals. For full recaps of the show, find us on iTunes and the Google Play Store. Thank you for tuning in.